Reconnecting Us, a podcast of soulful conversations to deepen our relationships with ourselves and each other. I am Ruchi Jain, and I am so glad that you are here. So today I'd like to again talk about connection to ourselves and loneliness and isolation in this time of the pandemic and otherwise, and how that all relates to how we connect to each other and find healing in relationship with each other. I seem to be obsessed with this topic, and it is the name of this podcast. And I guess the reason I'm obsessed with it is because, to be honest, I haven't fully figured it out myself. I am still in process, trying to understand this more deeply, more fully for me, for myself and in my life, and how I interact with people. I want to also say that I'm going to share a little bit of my story as we go on, as I always do. I know that when I speak here, I have a shaky voice often, and that I clear my throat, and that my voice quality is not as good as it could be. And I just am saying all this just so you know that I am aware that this is all happening, and I am new at this. I'm new at sharing my story out loud for anyone. I am still finding my voice. And when you do this, when you start something new, you're shaky in it. That's normal. I did not grow up in a place with around people where emotions or feelings were openly expressed, were openly talked about, and where I was witnessed, where anyone was witnessed in their full authentic selves and applauded to be that way. So this is all new to me. And I'm going to keep going anyway, because I know now that I have something I want to say, and that my voice is important, as is every voice. And I'm going to continue to try and continue to make my voice stronger. And I appreciate you for listening so much. Thank you. What I wanted to talk about is this this interview that I listened to the other day with on Brené Brown's own podcast. She has a podcast called Unlocking Us, and she interviewed somebody named Dr. Vivek Murthy, and they were talking about loneliness. And so she talks, they talk about how, so in this episode, Dr. Murthy talks about the definition of loneliness as being, so the definition of loneliness being a gap between the social connections you have and those you need, and that this is very subjective and different for everybody. So someone could have a lot of people around them and still feel lonely, or you could have hardly any people around you and not feel lonely. And he goes on to say that the foundation of connecting to other people is connecting with yourself. And as a foundation to connecting to yourself, you give yourself value and a feeling of worth that gives you the power to be yourself in different settings. So, this sort of, I guess, validated for me again the power of connecting with ourselves as a segue to connecting with others. I have found personally, because I am such an empath, such a feeler, that I often have so many things going on inside that I have no idea where I'm at any given moment. I can't pinpoint to you how I really feel unless I engage in some sort of creative activity, which for me often is a combination of expressive arts, of movement, of dance movement, or yoga, combined with making a pastel painting or picture, with writing. I mean, writing is really the key for me to figure out where I am, because it's a healing for me to do any writing and give voice to the feelings inside me and to process them. And the combination, I will talk about this more in future episodes, but there's something magical about it. And I'd love to share that with you if you're interested, because it is done wonders for me and is key to my being able to relate to myself and process my own emotions and feelings through this podcast and in general, so that when I am clear with who I am easier able to answer when somebody asks, "How are you?" You know, people ask that all the time, "How are you?" And they're passing in the street or in the hallway at your workplace, and they don't really want to know the answer. But there are some in our lives that do want to know how we really are. The good friends that we have, you know, the people that we talk to regularly. And how do you answer that when you don't know? I mean, a lot of times we don't know. But I find that when I do the activity that I just mentioned, you know, have spent some time alone with my own feelings and processed them through, let them flow through me, I know how I am, and I can speak to it and meet the other person from a grounded place and see them, feel them, know them as they really are. So it's a true, authentic connection from my side, and, you know, hopefully from theirs as well. Dr. Vivek Murthy talks about this, actually. He talks about how in this podcast that if you're able to ground and center into yourself, that when you meet another person, instead of looking for validation from them, you're able to have a genuine connection with them. You know, person to person, you know, this is how I feel, this, you know, can tell me about how you feel. We share our feelings, our thoughts, our ideas, our excitements, whatever is, you know, up for us when we can meet each other from a grounded place of presence in the moment. If we've done this internal work of becoming friends with ourselves, and being actually interested in where we are, and feeling the way we feel, and knowing it, knowing who we are, where we are at the moment. And it's, you know, it's a process. It takes time to develop this. And Dr. Vivek Murthy talks about this. He says that, you know, you don't have to live in isolation until you've become friends with yourself before you've learned to build this foundation with yourself, that it's a layering process, that you do this with yourself and then you know, interact with others and you practice being friends with yourself while being in relationship, and it builds over time. The thing is, a lot of us, because of this pandemic and in general, we have a lot of shame in us. And we don't even know where to begin with processing our own emotions. This pandemic has caused a lot of loss in us. Obviously, loss of actual people in our lives, but also loss of jobs, of ways that we do our jobs, our private time, because, you know, we have to spend more time in our homes with the rest of our family. So a lot has changed and continues to change as this pandemic continues to evolve. And a lot of us just have shame from the way we grew up and traumatic events that happened in our lives that we haven't been able to share with other people. I myself have had a lot of childhood trauma, as well as I grew up in a place where I was an outsider always. I mean, I'm Indian. I was born in India, but I moved here to America when I was an infant. And I grew up in the South U.S., so Louisiana, Texas, and Virginia. I was usually one of maybe three or four non-white people in my class in Texas. And in Louisiana, I think it was a little bit more diverse. There were some black people intermingled with the white people. But for the most part, you know, I definitely didn't know who I was as an Indian person. And I wanted so much to blend in that I didn't even care to find out, you know, I just didn't even listen when my mother would tell me about our religion. And I just wanted so much to blend in. And it's only years later that I realized that there was no way to blend in when you look so different and you feel so different. You know, I ate different foods when I was home and my family. We had different traditions, different customs, different clothing even. So I had a lot of shame about that, and shame of just who I was and who I what I felt, everything. And to quote Brené Brown, she says that if you put shame in a petri dish, it needs three ingredients to grow exponentially: secrecy, silence, and judgment. And if you put the same amount of shame in the petri dish and douse it with empathy, it cannot survive. She says this in her TED Talk. And I just want to also say what empathy is. Brené Brown references Teresa Weissman's four defining attributes of empathy, which are to be able to see the world as others see it, to be non-judgmental, to understand another person's feelings, and to communicate your understanding of that person's feelings. And she also emphasizes that empathy is a skill, and that actively practicing giving and receiving empathy is something we should do. So I have realized that this is what has been key, and probably is key for all of us as humans, as a way of finding our way out of shame and loneliness and isolation, that when we can find the one or two people that we can open up to and fully just be ourselves, or vulnerable, screwed up, you know, messy, ugly self, and open up fully with that person and be met with empathy, with understanding, with lack of judgment, we realize that, you know, there's not something wrong with us, that we have feelings and it's okay. to have the feelings that we have. And we begin to finally be able to start to unravel where these feelings came from and how they showed up in our lives and become at peace with them, you know, begin the process of becoming at peace with them and letting them sit in our skin calmly and, you know, embrace them, embrace it as a part of who we are, you know, because our feelings don't define us. They help us understand who we are more fully. So, but if you don't even start that process, you know, of starting to unravel what you feel and where it came from and processing it through, letting it flow through you, feeling as like a water that needs to flow through you so that you can meet the next moment in presence, you know, because you've let whatever has passed pass through you. And, but, it, you know, if you carry that shame and you're, it sort of consumes you and you're not able to let anything flow. But when you are met with that empathy from another, you maybe start to realize that there is nothing wrong with you and that it is okay to feel the way you feel. And start to unravel it. So, and start to be able to be in that place where you're grounded in your own skin, in your own self, so that when you meet the other person, anybody on the street, that you can meet them and see them for who they are and be present with them and have that true, genuine connection with that other person. And this social, you know, we need each other. This social interaction is so key to our own feeling of why we're alive. You know, like if you think about it, well, for me, I've realized that without the people in your life, like what's the point of living without having that close relationship with the people that you love? What is anything worth it? And in the same podcast and in his book, Dr. Murthy talks about research from someone named Juliana Holt Lundstedt, who says that people with strong social relationships are 50% less likely to die prematurely than those with weak social relationships, and that the impact of lacking strong social relationships is equal to the impact of smoking 15 cigarettes a day and is greater than the risk of the impact of obesity, lack of exercise, and excess alcohol consumption. That the people that are, that early death happens among the lonely because there's higher risk of coronary heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, dementia, depression, and anxiety, along with that lonely people are more likely to have lower quality of sleep, impaired immune systems, more impulsive activity, and impaired decision making. Wow, right? Like, that's huge. If nothing else, you see how important strong social relationships are on our health. They have a strong impact on our health, a strong positive impact if we do have good social relationships, and negative if we don't. And so I share all this basically to let you know that you're not alone if you feel isolated and disconnected from the world. And if you don't even know where to begin with processing your emotions and feelings and whatever the hell is going on in your life, that to try, just to try anyway, to try to find the one or two people It could just be one person that you can feel like you can open up with. And if there is no one, there's always counselors that are available online. I know there's a website called BetterHelp. I'm not sure if it's betterhelp.com, but reach out to me if you need help finding a counselor or someone to talk to. There are so many places you can look, and if not, I'm sure there's someone in your life that you can talk to. And let yourself be vulnerable with them. Let yourself be totally where you are, open, honest, and start to see if that can help you stop judging your own emotions, stop judging yourself for feeling the way you do, and begin to unravel yourself from all the feelings and all the doubt or insecurity and fear that you might be carrying, and start to strengthen your relationship with yourself again so that you can genuinely connect with the other people in your life and start to feel the joy and the happiness that comes from true, authentic connection. Because, yeah, it makes life worthwhile. It makes it worthy, you know, like life worth living. If anything, one thing that's true is that my brother's leaving this world in 2018 has shown me that more than anything. He so loved to connect with people and to laugh. He was so good at bringing laughter to any situation by being so silly and letting the kid in him come out. And I miss that so much because he had a gift with that. And, you know, now that he's gone, I have to do that myself. You know, I have to find that myself. And it is so important that we connect. I mean, there's no point in us even being here if we are not able to connect. Brené Brown ends this interview with saying, how do we give up on people? Because we're all we have, right? And it's true. Like, how do we give up on people? How do we give up on ourselves? We're all we have, right? And they also end the interview with this idea of tipping the world just a little bit towards love and away from fear. That this doctor's hope is that he can tip the world a little bit towards love every day, which is beautiful and something I'm going to also keep in mind as I go forward. Yeah, and I'm going to continue going on telling my story in this shaky voice that I have. Please write to me if you feel the desire. My email again is deeprootsrisinglight@gmail.com. And I will share more with you next week about all of this. Thank you for listening. Stay true to yourself and each other. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Reconnecting Us, Soulful Conversations That Deepen Our Relationships with Ourselves and Each Other. I'm so grateful that you're here. If you'd like to further connect, please write to me at deeprootsrisinglight@gmail.com or check out my website, deeprootsrising.com. Where you can see some of my writings and thoughts as well as schedule time with me one-on-one. I hope to connect with you again very soon. Until then, take care and all the best.